You are listening to the Walking Leader podcast with your host, David Guerra.
This is the Walking Leader podcast, and I am your host, David Guerra, United States Army infantry veteran and the author of the books, The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. In this episode of the Walking Leader podcast, I continue to bring you the tools, the tips, and insights towards developing and setting yourself up as a successful self-leader long before moving on towards leading others. Hey, thank you for stopping by and listening. Now, over the years, I have dived into the deep end of the self-leadership pool, but I have not had the opportunity to share with you a more formal introduction to what I see as self-leadership. How it has affected me and the basis, the foundation, or what I like to call the core of eight to self-leadership. Now, so again, I haven't had that opportunity, so let's make our way back to the shallow end of the pool and start from there. Thus, to help us get a better understanding of self-leadership, I've developed what I call the core of eight. These eight are not definitive, but are what we can use to wade from the shallow to the deep end with commitment, confidence, and ultimately success. Now, before we begin, let me preface this by sharing that in upcoming episodes, I will be breaking the core of eight down. And by core, C-O-R-E. I'll be explaining them and sharing my personal insights behind them and what makes them tick, why they're important, and of course, how I use them. Then, as we move through, I'll be doing something I've only done twice before on this podcast. It's time to change things around. And I will be interviewing some awesome, outstanding, and unique individuals who I see as the personification of self-leadership. So be on the lookout for those upcoming episodes. But so to get there, we must begin, and we need to have a starting point. So we must have a point A. And this episode is point A. So let's dive right in. See, when it comes to starting your journey to leadership, the first step and every step thereafter is always non-negotiable. See, every step begins with and involves you leading yourself first. Self-leadership. Nothing more, nothing less. Self-leadership always. Now, why self-leadership? Why self-leadership always? Because you must see yourself as capable, competent, and responsible enough to lead others. However, see, it's not a given. It's not a given. Leadership is never a given. It's never just here you go. No. There is one thing I learned is that people are always watching you. That's where it comes from. They watch what you do. The people are the only ones that can give you the title of leader. And if your actions do not align with what you say and claim you believe, they will see right through you. No doubt about it. They're going to see right through you. And is that a good place to be? Probably not. So to reiterate, people, especially those you want to lead, will be the first to see right through you. They're going to see what you're made of. They're going to test you. That's just the way it's going to be. That's the way it has to be. That's the way it will be. And they will see if you are the real deal or you're just going through the motions, otherwise known as faking it till you make it. And when it comes to leadership of any kind, of anyone, even management, you cannot fake it till you make it. You have to make it. You have to do it. You have to walk your talk. There's no faking it. You can fake a smile and eventually it becomes genuine. It becomes real because it's hard not to. But anything else, you're trying to lead people, don't kid yourself. Don't kid yourself. You know, as I mentioned, they're going to see if you're walking your talk or you're just saying the latest buzzwords and, again, faking it until you make it. Now, leading yourself involves change. And yes, you can change only if you want. You want to lead others, you have to change. Change in that your present life is not going to take you to where you want to be. Change in that things are going to get difficult. But you must have it in you to overcome any obstacle or person that gets in your way. You're on a mission. Your mission is to better yourself. And folks, I've been on this planet a while, a good long while. And there have been individuals that have gotten in my way, that have hindered me, that have questioned me, that have belittled me. But again, none of that should stop me because, again, they're not walking in my shoes, just like they're not walking in your shoes. You're going to encounter those individuals that want to slow you down, want to pull you back to where they believe you should be. They don't know you. You know yourself, and you know what's going to work for you. So you have to overcome any obstacle, person, thing, it doesn't matter what it is. You have to work through it. You have to deal with it. You have to overcome if you want change, and you wanted to, do you want change to go in your direction? You have to overcome any obstacle that gets in your way. Now, if there are things and people that you feel are more of a hindrance than an accelerator, then just cast them aside. You're on a mission. I said that. You're on a mission, and it hurts. You'll question yourself, am I doing the right thing? But you know what? You're going to know what's right for you, and you're going to know what the right course of action is. So you're on a voyage to a better place. And, you know, a better place that you currently find yourself in. And by this, I mean you must work hard today to be better than you were yesterday. You must work harder every day thereafter. Again, another one of those non-negotiables in life. You want to be better? You have to work at it. No one's going to hand it to you. Don't, no, it doesn't work that way. Those days are gone, if there ever were those kind of days. That's why I put these 8 components in, as the core, C-O-R-E, the core, to what it takes to lead in yourself. These eight are rooted in common sense. Now, individually, there is nothing overly fantastic, but when you put them together and you make them work for you, the fantastic is just the beginning. Of course, the core is not and never should be definitive. I said that it's a basis, it's a foundation. And the core of 8 are the start of something big and something good. And you take these 8 components and you build from them. And you roll some in, you take some out, but it doesn't matter what works for you, works for you. You have to decide. But you also have to keep them in mind, and you have to try them out, and you have to figure out, oh yeah, I see what he's talking about. I understand that. So the core, I'm going to give you quickly just a quick overview of what they are. 1, inspiration. 2, motivation. Dedication to yourself or prioritizing yourself, that's a must. Keeping the naysayers and the detractors more than arm's length away. Overcome your limitations. Deal with it immediately. Walk your talk. And the 8th one, take that 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and every step thereafter. And we're going to break those down in coming episodes. Don't worry, I'll be doing these 2 episodes a week, so we'll move through it a little faster. And then, as I mentioned, we will start doing some interviews, and they got some really good ones lined up. So be on the lookout for those. Now, to get there again, the core of 8, these serve as the base to something that must be fluid, dynamic, always changing and always evolving. There you go. Always changing, always evolving. Again, you're going to go through life and there's going to be different iterations of you, and people will see things and they're not going to like things, or they're going to like, wow, you certainly have grown. You certainly have changed. Or who do you think you are? Doesn't he know his place? Doesn't she know where she belongs? No, only you know where you belong. Only you know your place. Don't let anybody fool you or kid you. They don't know you. Close people to you, distant strangers, again, it doesn't matter. They don't know you. They don't know what's going on in your mind. Remember, we all have 3 lives. We have our public-facing life, our private life, and then what's inside our heads, the life we live inside our heads. Yeah, they don't know that one. So, therefore, you're invited to take what I am sharing and do what it takes to make them uniquely yours. My only request is that you commit to these core components without fail, without hesitation and reservation. You must be all in on your journey towards self-leadership, or it'll all be very short-lived. Remember to stay strong, supportive, accepting, and resilient, because some of these components will be challenging, but you can do it. You want to lead, then you have no choice. Really, there is no choice. So in the next episode, we're going to dive into the first of the core of 8, and that's inspiration. I want to take this moment to thank you for listening to this episode of the Walking Leader Podcast, and to invite you to visit my website, daveguerra.com. And there you will find all the past episodes of the Walking Leader Podcast, information on how to subscribe to the podcast, and how to get yourself a copy of my books, and how to join me on the Daily Journal Project, plus a whole lot more. So please consider this your personal invitation to stop by and look around. Again, that's daveguerra.com. Well, it looks like our time today has taken us to the end of this episode, and I do hope you found it educational, entertaining, and informational. Also, I do hope you will join us for the next episode. And please do not forget, you can always contact me with comments, questions, concerns by email at dave@daveguerra.com, on Twitter at daveguerra, all one word, or on Instagram, that's dave_guerra, dave_guerra on Instagram. I look forward to hearing from you. Drop me a note and listen. Hey, until next time. Be confident, stay patient, take action, remain resilient, break from the crowd, and most of all, be a leader without equal. Be the walking leader.
The Walking Leader Podcast is a David Guerra presentation.